good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. It is Monday, and just driving to work and thinking about the Gospel of Luke, and I hope you had a good weekend with family, or doing errands, or at church, or activities, or rest, or all of the above. Whatever you did, I hope you were blessed in doing it. Last time, I just kind of gave somewhat of an overview of the first half of Luke chapter 1, right? And kind of talked about what's going on, and him going into the temple, and being met by God, and the prophecy, and not the prophecy, but the event that occurred. But today I want to talk about the prophecy. I mean, Zechariah's prophecy, it's in chapter 1 as well. And he really prophesies about who Jesus would become, and it's pretty amazing that God is orchestrating all of this and giving insight into what's to come. And that's what God does, right? He gives us insight into what's to come. He doesn't tell us everything, but he gives us the next step. But here, it's a prophecy that helps us to see what will occur, what God is doing in relation to the children of Israel. And so this is a pretty awesome prophecy. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I do want to hone in on a couple verses here, talk about. And that is verse 71 and 72. That we should be saved from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. And then it goes on to talk about oaths and covenant and promises, and it's a beautiful prophecy because it really, for me, it really solidifies the fact that God gives promises and he keeps those promises. He doesn't, you know, I was thinking about this last week, he doesn't just haphazardly tell us things. But there's a purpose for everything God tells us. There's a purpose, there's a reason. And so he's talking about the God of Israel, what he's going to do. Not everything he's going to do, but really what he's about. He really talks about redemption and salvation. But it comes back to promises. Do you believe the promises of God? Now, sometimes people get a certain reputation and they make us a promise and we're kind of like, okay, well, I'm 50-50 on if that promise is going to come to pass. You know, if they're going to, they might break it. You know, I'm assuming they probably will. But we can't see God like that because he's God. He's not man. He fulfills all the promises that he gives. And a lot of his promises, a lot of the prophecy that we hear, you know, in the Old Testament is really giving us a picture of the character of God. And that's a beautiful thing because that's really one of the main reasons why we read the Word of God, that we're in it, that we immerse ourselves in it. Because you want to know the character of God. Why? Well, so we could follow it. So we could emulate him, if you will, because God's heart is the heart that we want to have. Not that we're going to be gods, no way. But he is God, we are not. He is set apart. He is holy, we are not. But when we see Jesus, God in the flesh, walk the earth, and we see his heart for the people, that's who we, if you will, like, model our faith after. I don't know how else to say it, you know, but we look at him and we go, that's the heart we need to have. That's the action we should take. That's the reaction that we should have, right? And you can look at the God of the Old Testament and say the same thing because they're not two different gods. And that's, I think, where a lot of people get hung up. they go, there's a guy in the Old Testament who's like super mean and judgmental and wrathful. But then the guy in the New Testament is pretty nice. No, it's like it's the same God. You know, even as we're going through Genesis and Exodus on midweek study, that's what we see. We see God. We see his heart, even in 10 plagues, even in chastening Israel. It's not out of anger or wrath or being mean, if you will. It's because God wants them to be safe. And I think people lose that. I think especially unbelievers don't get that God chastens and judges, and he's just, but he does it to keep his kids safe. And any parent knows that is a thing. That's what we do. There's got to be consequences and punishment, or else our kids are going to go off the rails and just go crazy and do what they want to do and not care. That's God's heart. I mean, God is a God that saves from enemies. He's a God who fulfills promises. And he's a covenant keeper. And it's a beautiful thing. He's a God of Israel, but he's also a God of you. He's a God of me. We follow him. And this whole experience with Zacharias, it was really huge. It was like amazing. It was powerful. And Zacharias was first shocked, astonished, and in unbelief. But there were consequences. He lost his voice, and he had time not to talk, but just to listen. See that? Like that, he lost his voice. He couldn't talk anymore. But he could listen for that still small voice from God to his heart. And I don't know, that's kind of a good picture for me. Like, sometimes, you know, you just got to talk less and listen more when it comes to our communication and relationship with God. Talk less and listen more. Love that. So Zacharias, he gives a prophecy that's really full of God's promises and really God's heart, what God has done, what God will do. And it's a beautiful thing. It talks about being delivered, you know. Talks about saving, talks about serving, talks about holiness and righteousness. Talks about how to live. I mean, seriously, it's like a good prophecy, you guys. So, if you can, you know, take a look at Luke chapter 1, verse, I think it's 8 through 20. No, not 8 through 20. Luke chapter 1, verse 67 to 80. And you see that prophecy from Zacharias. And we see that John the Baptist grew and became, you know, strong in spirit. He was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. And so this whole time that John the Baptist was in the desert, he wasn't just a time of hanging out and relaxing until he was called out to fulfill his mission. Right? This was actually a time where he was being prepared for the calling that he had. God is a God who prepares. He's constantly and consistently preparing our hearts as we and only when we seek him. If we're off track, if we're in sin, if we're walking away from him, guess what? He's not preparing us. That preparing season is on hold. But when we're following him, he's constantly preparing us for, and presently, he's constantly preparing us for what's ahead. And that's how good he is. So, I don't know, guys, just an amazing prophecy. I hope it encourages you this morning. Take some time, if you have it, to read those passages and get even more insight into God's grace, his deliverance, his love, his heart, and really what our response should be. God bless you. Have a great Monday.